Hi everyone, I'm Merrill Reese, and welcome to Old School All 22. Special look at a special moment in Eagles history. And this one is indeed special. It was 2004. It was the Eagles and the Green Bay Packers in a playoff game. A game known for the famous Freddie Mitchell catch on 4th and 26. But you know what, Mike? That may have preserved it, but the play that set up the win was B-Dawg.
Well, B-Dawg on the interception, but yeah, we're talking divisional round of the playoffs. So you're going to have a lot of fireworks, and B-Dawg certainly won. But David Akers came in, as you remember, and kicked the field goal that tied up the game, that sent the game into overtime. After Akers sends it into overtime, Ike Reese gets the pressure, B-Dawg gets the interception. Let's take a look. On 1st and 10, the Packers are running a two-man pass play with Donald Driver running a deep comeback and Javon Walker running a post route past the first down marker. Quarterback Brett Favre drops back the pass, and he's looking for Walker, who's open on a post route. But with pressure in his face, he heaves it up into the middle of the field and into the hands of Brian Dawkins, who returns it 35 yards to set up a game-winning field goal. If we take a look at the play from behind, you'll see how the Eagles were able to get to Favre so quickly. Jim Johnson calls a blitz from the left that had the defensive line slanting inside with pressure from the second level coming outside. Now, the slant up front forces a double team on Jerome McDougal, leaving linebacker Ike Reese one-on-one with the tight end. Look at the job Ike does here, crossing the tight end's face to pressure Favre, who panics and throws up a prayer in the middle of the field, setting up the interception and leading the Eagles to victory.
Mike, I have to confess something. Everybody talks about 4th and 26.
Yes.
To this day, to this minute, and I was looking straight down from the booth, I think the Eagles got a fortuitous call on that 4th and 26. To my eyes, he still looked about a half a foot short.
Don't tell that to Freddie Mitchell, because that's his signature. FedEx 4 and 26, and that still lives on.
And it should.